The following is an AI reading of my blog called
Cheering for Your Competition, a mindset that changed my approach to creating.
It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I've been carrying a mindset which I likely picked up from the open source community, and I think it's helpful. Always celebrate the success of other people, especially if they are working on the same thing as you, also known in the mainstream startup world as competition. Yes, you want to do your best and be amazing, but if you fail, those people might not. They are the people who are solving the same problem. It's a source of inspiration and also your baseline, which constantly shifts. Profit and loss statements provide slow feedback. They are doing market testing alongside you, and you can learn from them. Some unusual ways this has shown up in my life. First, in many cases, I would rather meet with my competitors' people who have similar goals to me. Often, it makes for a much more interesting dinner conversation than with customers, although I love customers too. Especially if they share this viewpoint and talk openly about their experiences. It requires, of course, more than one person with this mindset in order for the situation not to get awkward. I was lucky in this way so far, but I religiously avoid toxic people. Second, once I realized one business model in a company that I owned could be disrupted. But also, it was an incredibly hard thing to pull off. I called my best competitors to tell them that I was building it, and they could join in the venture. I did not want to front-run them. To the contrary, I wanted the best minds. If our businesses were to be disrupted, we would do it to ourselves. Much less resistance in disruption, we could still compete in the old business model. We spectacularly failed to deliver the disruption and got outcompeted by others, but it was a fun experience anyway. Third, in open source and in Bitcoin or wider cryptography-based solutions and Nostr, we are basically working on the same project, even if we compete. If someone else increases the network effect and features of Bitcoin, Nostr, Open Protocol, Linux, and so on, it pumps our shared bags. This requires only one thing: don't be attached to your project, be attached to the result, regardless of who does it. For, in open source, it is a blessing if someone does it better than you. Maintaining a project is difficult and time-consuming. Being able to tell your users, go over there, it's a better solution, this project is no longer maintained, gives you free time to do other things. 5. It helped us define our unique capability in a few projects, the threat of competition, and the perceived lower price. They offered, ignited a long conversation within our teams about what we are actually good at, what we're offering, and why no one else can offer it. Then build that part and focus on it. Price sensitive customers can get the worse but apparently cheaper product if they don't want our unique thing. We realized we don't want all customers, only those that are a good fit for us. I've done this multiple times. I've even sent potential customers to the competition if they were not a good fit for us. In many markets, but not all, what's important is that the market grows. If it grows, a smaller share of a bigger pie is still bigger than before. Grow the pie, not your percentage share. Cooperation grows the pie. Fights make it smaller. Unless the market is in the first problem marketing phase. But it's cheap, loser-level marketing to fight anyway. It might work, but is it who we really want to be? 6. I am generally more pleasant to be around. I will not hurt people just because they are solving the same problem. To the contrary, I want to see how we can make the world better together, even if we are not really working together. If there are others who do the same, you will see that they are super pleasant to be around, and it just raises the energy of everything. Hackathons are often like that. You are competing for the prize, but oh my gosh, how cool to be among such capable people. I wish you all the best in your endeavors. I benefit from them greatly. Today the world, tomorrow the solar system.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine. But I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you. And I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or Boost. I read all the comments on the Boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use Fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.